Ever since Ed Crohn started an evening by the river, you would have thought that a sheik from Saudi Arabia had set up the tents over there at Soldotna Creek Park. And then you walked into those tents and you saw folks dressed in tuxedos and evening gowns. And here was Ed Crohn as the master of ceremonies, bringing an event to this community that has gone on. And I'm talking with Bruce Richards over at the Evening by the River tonight because, Bruce, as you said, this is the best one ever.
Yeah, we've got the best crowd we've had that since I've been involved with this. It's absolutely packed. The food's amazing. We have a lot of people here that are willing to donate things that are donate money towards things that are needed here at the hospital. Of course, the foundation supports the hospital, and we're raising money to do some of the things that are helping patients, helping employees. It's just an amazing event. You can probably hear the sax in the background. And yeah, Ed Crohn, he was the king.
It's elegant here. And, you know, even though we love our Carhartts and we love our fishing and hunting, there's something nice about, you know, getting dressed up and coming out, hearing the saxophone in the background so that you feel good about building this community, which is what Ed and Lila Crohn were all about.
Absolutely. And you'll see things like people in a tux and you'll see people here in bunny boots. It's Alaska casual. It's Alaska formal. And we invite anybody to come. That it doesn't matter what you wear. We just want you to show up. It's a great event.
And now we have this beautiful facility, and as you know, when you were a young boy and when I came to Alaska, we had the clinic of Dr. Gady and Dr. Isaac, and that's all. And everybody left here if they needed medical care. Now people come here because of the facility. They want to be here if they need medical care.
That's right. Dr. Isaac was my doctor when I was a young boy and, you know, started the hospital here. It's a great story. In fact, we'll be giving away scholarships tonight in his name. It's a fantastic story. We still have his stuff here in the hospital, his doctor's bag and coat, and it's just an amazing story. The Isaac family is all the way around. It's just an amazing legacy that is here because of Dr. Isaac and Dr. Gady.
Now, Bruce, let's go back memory lane for new listeners who don't know what we're talking about here with the foundation and the fact that Ed wanted to build that foundation as a legacy so that after he was gone, we could continue to do the type of things to support community wellness that we're doing now.
Yeah, and Ed has done exactly that. You know, of course, we've named the oncology center up one floor above us, the Ed and Lila and family, Ed and Lila Crohn family Oncology Center. That's because of their gracious support and the fact that Ed was, as you stated earlier, he was just a main driver of bringing awareness to people and helping folks who were having a difficult time. They were in the most difficult time in their life. They're experiencing cancer, needed treatment, maybe needed, you know, what the foundation does now is provide cab support to them. But some people can't even get here because of, you know, the cost of things. And so the foundation fills those gaps, and it's because of people like Ed Crohn that this exists, and we raise money for that. Tonight it's raising for specifics, but you can always donate to the foundation, and we do give direct patient support money to those folks.
It's something that when we think, as Ed thought, about leaving a legacy, we could designate something in our family trust or in our will. We could designate it to go on, to continue these type of things for people in need.
Exactly, and that's exactly what Ed did every year. You know, he had a retirement. I don't know if it was a 401k, but you know, when his draw would come, and he didn't need it. You know, if you donate it, the tax penalty was far less. So Ed always had a lot of money to give here, and it was great. And it's helped build this foundation, and a lot of people are here because of Ed now, and him opening up his wallet, and now folks are following in his footsteps to do just that.
Bruce, if people want to find out more how they can plan their retirement, their legacy, their estate, and more about the foundation, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, you can go to givingheals.org. That's the website for the foundation. Even if you go to your financial planners, they will tell you how to do that, whether it's this foundation or something else. But, yeah, give us a call at the foundation. Send us an email. We'd be happy to help you with that. You know, and it's an amazing thing to give the gift to the foundation.
And it's an amazing thing to have the medical facilities that we now have here at the hospital. Thanks to people like you, Bruce, and your family, and as well as the Crohns and everyone that's following in their footsteps to be sure that this is a destination for health in the future.
Yeah, it's been a huge, huge thing to be a part of, you know, from growing up here when we moved here in the late 60s, to watch what we've grown into as a hospital and what we provide for the community is amazing.
Thank you, Bruce. Merle Sikorski over at the Evening by the River in all of its elegance, returning you to that elegant sound of KSRM.